This is NPR.
This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Eastbound I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is back open. Westbound is still closed, but could reopen later tonight. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's still cleaning up mudslide debris from areas burned by the Grizzly Creek fire. CDOT's Elise Thatcher says dealing with that kind of burn scar near the interstate is a new challenge.
At the same time, as many motorists know, we do have a lot of rockfall in the canyon and have over the years, including ones that have required closures for cleanup. So it's a little bit different this summer, but at the same time, it's very similar to what it's like in years past.
I-70 West is closed at Dotsero. Colorado hospital system Centura Health is offering a $500 cash bonus to employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine. CEO Peter Banco says of the 20,000 employees, about 100 have been hospitalized and 3 have died in the pandemic.
Don't want anybody to be hospitalized, die, or have any long-term health and well-being impacts. So providing a little bit of incentive and encouragement to get the vaccine.
Banco says about 70% of Centura employees are already vaccinated, and they'll get the bonus, too. He'd like to see that number above 90%. Some other large hospital institutions like Denver Health and SCL Health say vaccine bonuses are not something they've considered. A World War II fighter pilot and civil rights activist from Aurora could end up with his name on the city's new VA outpatient clinic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Lieutenant Colonel John Mosley attended Denver's Manual High School, where he was valedictorian and a National Merit Scholar. During World War II, he had to fight to join the famed African-American air unit known as the Tuskegee Airmen. He paid for his own flying lessons and flight physical and wrote letters to the White House and Congress, lobbying to be transferred out of a segregated artillery unit. He later served in Korea and Vietnam before retiring in 1970. Mosley passed away 6 years ago. Now, Aurora Congressman Jason Crow has introduced a bill to name the new VA clinic after him. It opens next year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Right now in Arvada, it's 69 degrees. In Olathe, 81. You're listening to CPR News at 5:35.